Imagine you're going to go sailing the sea. You're going to go from Tahiti to Hawaii. But oh no, your power goes out in the engine. You lose your phone, no communication, nobody's answering you. It's just you, your friend that's a girl, maybe lover, and your two dogs. What are you going to do? Alex says you need to go up to those dogs and say, I'm going to eat you.
No, that's not what I said. I don't think you're probably not going to eat the dog because you can't make a fire. You're not on an island. You're on a boat. So
what do you do with it? You're saying, but you wouldn't feed the dogs anymore after a while.
Okay, after a while. So here's the situation. So this is a real story that happened. These two women were rescued and their two dogs, right?
Yep, and they had a year's supply of food and water filters.
You don't know. There's no guarantee that you're going to get rescued. So if you know that you have a year's supply of food only and after 6 months and there's two humans that need to be able to eat, after 6 months of still not being rescued, you're like, okay, well, I only have 6 months left of food. I probably need to stop feeding the dogs as much because I don't know that I'm going to get rescued within a year. You have to let the dogs unfortunately starve, and then you would have to put them overboard or whatever when they die, but like you have to survive. So as a human being, your survival, you and that other person, like you have to ration that only 6 months left of food or whatever for yourself.
Here's the dogs looking at Alex. Get back. No, I bet you ain't eating me.
Oh, they sound well fed there.
You guys act like I look forward.
Sounds like a happy dog.
You guys are acting like I look forward to it. Like, I want dogs to die. I don't. But, like, in a survival type of situation, that is the choice that you have to make. Actually, Maddie on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show said, Alex would definitely outlive Joe in a situation like this because she has mad survival skills.
Yeah, right.
How? You're the one that's saying you would let your dogs eat your last remaining amounts of food.
I would share it as long as I could if I knew I had a year's supply of food.
I just said as long as you could. At about 6 months of not being rescued, you're like, okay.
No. I would share it if I had a year's worth of food, and it would be 11 months if you share it with them. I would totally do that. Let's go to line number one. Jessica on the Joan, you're a survivor, okay? Alex versus Wild. Good morning, Jessica. What's going on?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What did you want to say about the situation here?
I would not eat the dog or throw it over if it died. I mean, I would share my year's worth of food because if you know that you have a year's worth of food and you don't know how long you're going to, you know, till you get survived, I mean, why don't you expand that year's worth of food and only give your dogs your scraps?
Why not give your dog nothing after like 6 months because you don't know, because then you have even more food for yourself in case it takes way longer than a year.
You're so greedy.
I'm not greedy.
If you're just feeding your dog your scraps and then listen to this, you go through all the seasons. That dog can help keep you warm through them cold nights.
Well, you have another human with you, though. You're not alone. Now, here's the thing. If it's only you and a dog, fine. But I'm saying we have two humans in this situation and two dogs. The humans have to be prioritized. I don't understand people that don't get that. We have to come first before an animal.
Of course humans are above animals, but Alex, there's a year's worth of food.
That's not that much if they are going to be stressed for 5 years. You don't know.
How hungry are you?
I'm not saying you eat all the food within a year. I'm saying you have to make the year food stretch potentially for like 10 years. You don't know.
Ravi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, man. I cannot believe Alex said that. Come on, Alex. No way.
I'm
not
going to
eat your own dogs. No, you have 1 year worth supply of food.
Where that are people saying I'm saying eat the dogs? Don't eat the dog. If you're on an island, you might have to start a fire if you had no food. They have other food.
If you're on an island, you have food all over the island.
No, you don't all the time. Read some real survival stories.
But how do you know that? You can use your dog to catch other animals as well.
Listen, every island is different. We have read tons of survival stories. Some islands have any edible food. Why are you guys yelling at me? I am the one that has more information on this scenario. I'm getting so aggravated. I'm sick today. People thinking that I'm saying just eat dogs. That's not what I'm saying. I'm getting upset.
A dog doesn't take that much food. It just eats scrap and survives for 2-3 days. And also, on an abandoned ship or something like that, where you're flown away deep in the ocean, you won't be doing much of an activity, so you won't be eating much. So 1 year supply would last you almost over a year. Come on, you don't kill your dog for that.
You guys are missing what I'm saying. I get there's a year of food. That's great. It's wonderful. What I'm freaking saying is that you could be gone for 15 years stranded. You have to make the food last. So if you haven't been rescued and you're approaching the year mark when you only have a year's worth of food, you have to let the dogs die because you need the food for yourself. I'm so annoyed.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Cody on line three. Ah! Cody, what did you want to say?
Okay, first, Alex, it's okay. I understand what you're saying,
Thank you.
It's just, you said after like a week. Not like a month. You didn't give the dog a month.
No, I'm saying like 6 months in, if you only have half a year's worth of food left, then you have to start thinking about what you're going to do.
Yeah, but if they brought a year worth of food for themselves, I'm pretty sure they bought, you know, dog food as well.
Well, the article says they had a year's supply of food. That is it, point blank. So whether it's dog food or human food, the human might have to eat the dog food to survive. You're not going to say, well, it's only dog food that I have left. I guess I'm going to die and let the dog survive. Like, you're going to eat that, too.
If they're going to ration, I'm pretty sure they rationed their food and gave the dog the dog food. I'm pretty sure they did that.
Well, they did, and that's why all four of them lived, but they were rescued within a year. If they wouldn't have been rescued within a year, then those dogs were probably going to have to pass away so that they could survive.
I get your point.
I can't.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Sheena on the Joe and Alex show. What would you do?
I would definitely not eat the dog.
All right, I think Alex agrees with you. Alex is saying do not eat the dog. Just throw it over and
well,
let
Jaws get it.
Well, you
can. What are you going to do? Eat it raw? That's disgusting. You can't. You have no fire to cook it.
If you think about it, like if you look it up, when animals die, like let's say you have a cat, you're a cat lady, and your cat dies, eventually that cat's going to eat that dead body if you die in the house. If you die in your house, your dog, most dogs are loyal to their owner, and that it's proven for a fact that dogs are not going to eat their owner's dead body.
Yeah.
But you should show the same respect to your animal.
Well, yeah. Of course. Shell says, at Joe and Alex Show, Alex, keep the dogs and just have Joe sushi. LOL, just joking. I know you're saying not to eat the dogs. Hashtag survival. And Amkey says, I completely understand what Alex is saying. She makes a good point. I just don't think I could bring myself to not share, even if it meant I might die. So that's the stuff that I just cannot relate to. You're going to let yourself die so that your dog survives? A dog that doesn't even have a soul? Like, a human being has to come for some of these crazy pet people.
Oh my gosh, you are, you know what?
Dogs don't listen.
No wonder the Humane Society never asked us to MC any events.
All dogs go to heaven. So.
Hell yeah,
that's
they do.
Not true.
Yeah, oh yes, they. You watch your devil mouth.
Listen. I'm just saying from the Bible, like if you're from a biblical standpoint, the Bible says animals don't have souls, they don't go to heaven. It's not mean. I'm not saying you shouldn't cherish a pet's life. This is a whole
other debate. I saw the movie. All dogs go to heaven. Don't bring that false prophecy up in there.
It's not false.
To the pits of hell! I send you!
Okay.
How often do we bring up biblical references here?
Liv the Web Girl has something to say about this.
I just want to say that Pope Francis did recently confirm that dogs do go to heaven.
Oh! The Pope!
Confirmed.
You can't be the Pope.
Okay, that's Catholicism. I'm talking about Christianity.
How did he confirm it?
I don't know that part. Don't question me.
The Pope talks to Jesus and God.
Okay.
Well, then he would forgive you for eating the dog.
I'm just saying that sometimes in those situations, horrible things happen. You got to do what you got to do to survive. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying be mean animals, kill animals just because you want. Like, people twist things. You guys are making this out to be like I'm a horrible person.
Right.
Not.
Right. Okay. Cool. I mean, never to ask Alex to watch my dogs.